Treasure from the Sea by Francesca Riley. Megan's Nan lived by the sea. Every day, Nan went for long walks on the beach. Sometimes she found treasure left by the tide. She would wash away the sand and the salt and carefully put the treasure on her windowsill. Megan loved to stay with Nan in the summer holidays. She spent hours looking at Nan's collection. Every night, Megan asked her Nan for a bedtime story. She would choose one piece of treasure from the windowsill and say, "Nan, tell me a story about this." Nan was the best storyteller. On this holiday, Megan hoped that she would find something amazing left behind by the sea. Then she could tell her own story. Every day, when they went for their walk, Megan skipped along the beach ahead of Nan. Sometimes Megan would stop, look at the ground, pick something up, and brush the sand away. By the end of the week, Megan had found a broken toy, half a shoe, a dead crab, and some seaweed that popped when she squeezed it. Megan sighed. Her parents were coming to collect her on Sunday night. "Don't worry," said Nan. "There'll be other holidays." But Megan still wanted to find something really unusual. The next day, Megan was walking in a sandy stream. She saw something splashing and wriggling. As she moved closer, it shimmered in the sunlight. "Nan, I found a fish," Megan called. "But why is it here and not in the sea?" she wondered. "It must have become stranded in the stream when the tide went out," said Nan. "What can we do to save it, Nan?" asked Megan. "Maybe we should have our picnic here," said Nan. "Then we can keep it safe until it can swim away." Some seagulls were squawking noisily above. "Squawk! Squawk!" called a hungry seagull, swooping nearer. "Shoo! Shoo, seagull!" yelled Megan. A few other children came over to see what Megan was shouting about, and their parents soon followed. "Look, the tide's coming in," shouted a boy. "But the water will take ages to come up here," said Megan sadly. "I don't want the fish to die." "Then we need to start digging," said one of the dads. Everyone started scooping sand with their hands to make a trench. It was hard work in the wet sand under the hot sun, but no one wanted to give up. "Look, it's swimming, it's swimming," shouted Megan excitedly. "You'll soon be back in your ocean," she called as she followed the fish to the sea. At last it disappeared into the waves. "That was something very special," whispered Nan. "You found it, Megan?" "Yes, I did," Megan smiled. "Now I have a story to tell, just like you, Nan. A story of a treasure from the sea. But my treasure will never sit on a windowsill."